Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Tuesday, June 12th, 2018. Quickly finishing James Madison's point in Federalist number 62, and then moving on. Hopefully I've, you know, beat a dead horse enough. I've belabored the issue enough. So just the entire quote for context. To trace the mischievous effects of a mutable government, so I suppose, well, what does he mean? You know, to trace the effects of a mutable government. I, you know, just as a brief aside, not to get off track, but mutable, by definition, capable of or subject to change or alteration. You know, a living document. Sound familiar? The father of the Constitution, you know, had words in opposition to that concept, basically. A living document. So, again, you know, listen to what they said in their own words. Listen to what they did. So Madison, father of the Constitution, to trace the mischievous effects of a mutable government, a constantly changing, a fluid government. You know, that's what's happening in the Federal Register. Would fill a volume. I will hint a few only, each of which will be perceived to be a source of innumerable other mischiefs or mischievous effects. The internal effects of a mutable policy are still more calamitous. That's what's happening at the Federal Register. It poisons the blessings of liberty itself. Again, this gets back to the example that Ralph Epperson pointed out in The Unseen Hand, Chapter 3, and he refers to it later because it is the model. Jan Kozak's 1957 book, the American version translated, and Not a Shot Is Fired, The Communist Strategy for Subverting a Representative Government. And, you know, the five steps. You infiltrate, create an alleged grievance, you know, problem, foment the reaction, fan the flames of reaction. That's step two. Step three is, that's step three, to foment the and fan the flames of reaction. And then step four, introduce your legislation or whatever that's supposed to cure the problem, only to create more problems. And step five, rinse and repeat. Okay, I said I wouldn't. No more asides. The internal effects of a mutable policy are still more calamitous. It poisons the blessings of liberty itself. How do we get back to a point where we understand things as clearly as they? The internal effects of a mutable policy are still more calamitous than of a mutable government, because it's, you know, embedded in the mutable government. It poisons the blessings of liberty itself. It will be of little avail to the people that the laws are made by men of their own choice, if the laws be so voluminous they cannot be read, or so incoherent that they cannot be understood, if they be repealed or revised before they are promulgated, or undergo such incessant changes that no man who knows what the law is today can guess what it will be tomorrow. Law is defined to be a rule of action, but how can that be a rule which is little known and less fixed? Another effect of public instability is the unreasonable advantage it gives to the sagacious, the enterprising, and the moneyed few over the industrious and uniformed mass of the people. Every new regulation concerning commerce or revenue, or in any manner affecting the value of the different species of property, presents a new harvest to those who watch the change and can trace its consequences. A harvest reared not by themselves, but by the toils and cares of the great body of their fellow citizens. This is a state of things in which it may be said, with some truth, that laws are made for the few, not for the many. And how much more so when, you know, as Andrew Jackson pointed out, if we're not watchful in our states and in the federal government, then what happens, as he pointed out? You know, the mischief which springs from the power of the moneyed interest, the power of the moneyed interest derives from a paper currency. And he said, unless you become more watchful in your states and check this spirit of monopoly and thirst for exclusive privileges, you will in the end find that the most important powers of government have been given or bartered away. Look through Article 1, Section 8. And the control over your dearest interest has passed in the hands of these corporations. The earth belongs in usufruct to the living, Jefferson said. In other words, its stewardship, its maintenance, its blessings belong to the living, not the dead. That's what corporations are. And pirates have hijacked the earth. That's why they stick their Jolly Roger on everything. The earth belongs in usufruct to the living. It was a serious question put to Thomas Jefferson, and he reflected, I think, very thoughtfully on it. And the conclusion was, his conclusion was, the earth belongs in usufruct to the living. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you, Chris. You know, I'm going down the road, I'm listening, and it's blown me away. It really is. Like, for instance, you know, if the Constitution is a foundational document, and according to Al Gore, it's a living, breathing document, and it's changing. And our foundation is shifting, Chris. We're great is going to be the fall of it. The house is going to fall, and then we've got on top of that the congressional record or whatever it is you were talking about, making more laws covertly. So many that if you or I were to sit down and determine that we're going to read them all, and we quit work and we sat down and read the law, you wouldn't have enough time to read them all.
Yeah.
So
that, I was just talking about the Federal Register in particular, and, you know, Greg Walden's remarks, that video, Greg Walden addresses U.S. House on situation in Harney County, Oregon, federal overreach in the West comes to mind, you know, and again, that's Greg Walden, in his own words, saying, I'm the co-author of this law, and the BLM basically turned it completely upside down. We wanted the ranchers protected. The BLM was supposed to construct fencing, and at the the responsibility, the onus was on the BLM. And through the promulgation of substantive rules presumed to have the force and effect of law, BLM overturned that and basically put the ranchers on the hook for the fencing BLM was supposed to construct. And Greg Walden is there saying, I don't have to guess in this case. I'm the guy who wrote the law. And they did the opposite. The federal agency, and he said they were arguing with him about it.
And then the court totally just, you know, took the side of the BLM. I mean, it's amazing. We have literally not just criminals. You know, the law is reserved for the living. What that tells me is that basically, Chris, the people or the human beings that we have running this place are dead. They are literally dead men walking. They are dead. And I think that the founding, aren't you glad, Chris, that so much smarter now than they were 250 years ago. We have greater intellectual abilities. We understand the language. We use words more properly.
Oh, yeah.
You know, aren't you glad that we have come so far?
You know it. Even though, you know.
And at 60 years of age, when I listen to the broadcast and when I actually let this stuff sink into my softening skull, I'm learning, and it's my mouth is dropping open. So every day, not just from this broadcast, but you know, we talk, and every day I'm wiped out. It's like these people have to be entirely and completely given over to reprobate minds and hearts, you know, to the point where they will give every child in school has their own iPad. And everyone has to have a telephone, a mobile phone that they carry in their pocket, which you and I both know that microwave was created as a weapon. And now we're using 5G Wi-Fi. And we're holding these computers. Go ahead.
Yeah, speaking of George Friedman, who says, you know, is a global war coming? Of course, I present to you, you know, the he said global war is all around you. So, you know, it's sitting with you right now. It's in your pocket. I present to you the iPhone. So, you know, speaking of all of that, I mean, he knows, and he would tell folks who are smarter and better today than ever before that that technology was known to be harmful back in the 70s. The studies proved it.
See, and people were not spending enough time behind their desktop, so we had to give them a laptop and a mobile phone that they either put on their hip or in their front right or left pocket, men and women alike, near their groin to actually emit Wi-Fi microwave radiation into the reproductive organs. This is it's population control, Chris. I've determined and decided that it really is population control. The Georgia Guidestones, how are they going to do it? Give them time. You're sending your little boy, your little girl, your grandkids are going to school, and probably in about third grade, they get their own iPad. They take it everywhere, 8 hours a day in the class, and many of them, I'm sure, put it in their lap, little boys and little girls, and they've conducted experimentation. I'm sorry to take you on this track.
Not at all.
But where it's creating birth defects in rats, they're exposing them 15 minutes a day, the microwave radiation, and rats are having birth defects. Now send your little daughter, your little boy to school for 8 hours a day. Out of that eight, they may have it in their lap 4 hours a day. And I'll be nice, 1 hour a day. 10 minutes a day is too much.
Yep.
So anyway, I'll make room. I didn't mean to take in that direction, but this is so much deeper. And what's it about? It's about revenue. One more thing. It's about revenue. One more thing. These 5G towers, when the transhuman, posthuman, supposed uploading of the human mind into a cyborg or artificial, ignorant, intelligent, ever-learning, never-knowing the knowledge of the truth being comes, is it possible that these 5G towers that are putting how many volts through the air, that they'll be able to power all of Satan's new creation, if God allows it? That you won't have to have a charging station for your car. Tesla knew it. They'll take it out of the air. You won't need to go plug yourself in at night. You'll get it out of the air. You can work forever. You don't have to.
That's what he said. The guy that the world is catching up to, maybe, well, not really, but, you know, trying to catch up to more than 100 years later, said that as we, you know, I mean, I need to pull up that exact quote, but yeah, you know, is the first question he said, is energy static or dynamic? We know it's dynamic, and therefore, when we really get this thing figured out, as you drive down the road, your car will be refueled. And that's a paraphrase.
Well, I'll leave room for someone else, but that's what I've come to realize in the last week. And it sounds outrageous, but I'm telling you.
Well, what sounds outrageous?
Anyway, man, take care. I'll leave room. I know someone else will want to comment. Talk to you later.
Thanks. Thanks for your call, John. Appreciate it, as always. So like I said, the Tesla, the first question is energy static or dynamic? And well, maybe I'll find that in a break. I think this is it. Experiments with alternate currents of high potential and high frequency, February 1892. Nikola Tesla. Throughout space, there's energy. Is this energy static or kinetic? If static, our hopes are in vain. If kinetic, and this we know it is for certain, then it is a mere question of time when men will succeed in attaching their machinery to the very wheel work of nature. So then why do we need charging stations? We should be traveling more to recharge, according to Tesla, Master of Lightning, upon whose research most of these modern devices are built. You know, Marconi gets credit for the radio and all kinds of other devices other folks get credit for. When it was Tesla, actually, who should have received all the credit because, you know, for example, with regard to the radio, was, you know, the way the story goes, Westinghouse was investing in Tesla creating, you know, transmitting radio waves. And Tesla basically laughed when he heard that Marconi caught up to him a little bit and used more than a dozen of Tesla's patents to create the radio. Tesla laughed and said, "Yeah, I was trying to transmit energy through the airwaves. I had already done the radio thing. That's why Marconi used my work to build the radio." It's a hack. So this guy says, throughout space there is energy. Is the energy static or kinetic? If static, our hopes are in vain. If kinetic, and this we know it is for certain, then it is a mere question of time when men will succeed in attaching their machinery to the wheelwork of nature. And so, you know, again, why is that not more commonly known? Why don't we hear about that? And as John pointed out, you know, it is a much broader conspiracy. It's all, you know, related information though. And again, I think it comes back to the Bastiat quote from Economic Sophisms, and people need to realize who are naive enough to believe that bad guys who have created technology that harms you will somehow at some point turn benevolent. What? Again, you know, when John was talking, I was thinking of Scott Klosowski's Digital Transformation of Humanity and Gaming talk at the Global Gaming Expo in 2016. We are going, he said, not might, we're going to move from mobile to wearables to implantables. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Clips in the next segment, maybe. George Friedman, you think, what did he say? Global war, it's all around you, it's sitting with you. I present to you the iPhone and Scott Klosowski. We have to understand is mobile is just the first step. We're going to move from mobile to wearables to implantables. And so, you know, you put all of this together, everything that's happening, there is a war against mankind. It is happening before our very eyes, you know. James Madison, their fellow citizens, the great body, there's a war by being waged by a few against, as Madison put it, against the great body of their fellow citizens, whom they do not consider their fellow citizens, by the way. They're so detached from reality and so psychopathic that doesn't matter. So an interesting sort of companion to the Tesla quote, and you know, down the rabbit hole on all of this psychopathy, a link I'll include in the archives, Vault 7, World War 3, Zero Point Energy, Aliens, the Catholic Church. There's some, you know, there is some interesting stuff in there. Got to wade through a little bit. But so, you know, bad guys know that Nikola Tesla said throughout space there is energy. Is this energy static or kinetic? If static, our hopes are in vain. If kinetic, and we know it is for certain. then it is a mere question of time when men will succeed in attaching their machinery to the very wheel work of nature. Many generations may pass, but in time our machinery will be driven by a power obtainable at any point in the universe. Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Renee in North Carolina. Renee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
The stuff that you have been, the quotes and stuff that you have been reading, I swear, I think it's been a decade since I heard anybody quote Lysander Spooner. And all the ones about the lawyers and stuff and the moneyed interest and stuff. You know, I think people get sidetracked so often worrying about, well, it's the Jews. Well, it's the Jesuits. We hear less about the City of London because this tends to be a Protestant-dominated media. But it's like, you know, the thing is, all these things would not be a problem if our, whatever your problem, if our own government employees and lawyers and stuff were honest and we weren't corrupt, a lot of the stuff that people worry about would be a problem. The problem is our government employees and these lawyers. You know, I heard years ago that all the laws could fit into the Superdome. By now, at the rate they're gone, it's probably two Superdomes. How about these 2,000-page bills that they give them a day before and then they have to vote right on it, okay?
Yeah.
And why aren't all these congressmen, you know, if all of them screamed about it at the same time, there's nothing they can do. That would be something. Okay? And they actually could do this. But, you know, all, like you said, well, you were talking about the voluminous laws only lawyers understand. That's another thing, the way they write it, so we can't understand it. This is so much the heart of the matter, and I find a lot of people get really sidetracked. You know, what you were talking about with the Toys R Us and stuff, remember the movie Pretty Woman? Richard Gere was one of these vultures in there, and Julia Roberts actually... The streetwalker
exactly
had more morals than he did.
It's okay? Ironic, isn't it?
You know? And so she's the one that kind of straightened him out. And
yeah.
So, you know, now I have to tell you about this. Rand, because it's not being talked about, Rand Paul apparently ran some kind of conference, okay? And I had never heard this, okay? Do you know our military is in 76 countries? If you held a gun to my head, I couldn't name 76 countries, okay? And the person who said this, I'm going to say, wait, this is one of the most truthful things I've heard in a long time. He actually talked about this Rand Paul conference, how we overthrew in 1953, we overthrew a democratically elected, I think it's Mossadegh, to put in the Shah of Iran. Then he talks about the Gulf of Tonkin in Vietnam, and that how that was a farce, and how we were lied into Iraq too. Okay, and you know who said this at this Rand Paul conference? Marxist socialist Bernie Sanders. He also told about the 76 countries. Even Jimmy Dore, the little people that sit on there on that little conference, and they're pretty well informed. They were like, 76 countries. You ever heard that before? And they're going, no,
it's,
to each other, okay? That's the
it's
first
it's more than
I've
that.
Ever
that's
heard
just
that.
What.
76
that's just,
countries.
Yeah, that's just what is officially disclosed.
Yeah.
It's more than that. It's more than
100.
That.
Exactly. So, but that's just it. That apparently for him to say that's admitted officially. I mean, that's just terrible.
It's
unbelievable. You know, we're not there for good reasons.
Yep, absolutely. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
I want to tell you the title of that because it's really good.
Hold that thought. We're headed into a break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Tuesday, June 12th, 2018, you were about to make a point there, Renee. Go ahead.
Same with how Congress abdicated its responsibility. And the reasons, because they have the most contact or are most accountable to the constituents, that's why they were given the power to declare war, and how it had not been done since the Second World War. And then he went on to talk more about, and this cost to us and everything else. And like I say, it was on the Jimmy Dore show, and it's called Bernie's Amazing Foreign Policy Smackdown Excites Progressives. And so the thing is, see, there's good and bad stuff said on both sides. Like I said, there are a lot of people I think have forgotten that Bernie and Ron Paul used to work together on a lot of things. And so, I thought it was this, what he said. He also, Bernie's on the right side with the power, and he's a Jew, okay? he actually is on the right side about the Palestinians. And
we probably need to define terms, but it's interesting.
Yeah. So the thing is, it was actually a very good speech that he gave. And from what they said in the beginning, it was at some sort of conference Rand Paul gave, which we have not heard much about. Like I said, except I saw this on this Jimmy Dore clip, because you know the progressives are very anti-war, like a lot of the alt-right is. So I thought it was pretty good. You know, it was pretty honest. Like I say, but the thing that caught us all by surprise was the fact that we're in 76 countries, and like you said, that's just the ones that are officially there. You know, there you know there's other places that. Well, because we think about how many countries. I forget how many there are. It's like 230. I mean, some really high number.
It's about 196, give or take, depending on the day. I think it's 191 to 196, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere in there.
But let's face it, how many of these, some of we've never heard of? We only talk about, you know, us, England, France, Switzerland, Australia, Canada, you know, it's like, there's, Mexico, you know, there's so many that are never mentioned, and I really thought about this sometimes. I'm going,
250.
They never even talk about it, they never mention what is going on that we don't know about in some of those countries that are never talked about. I'm really curious about that, because I bet some of it's no darn good.
Yeah, it depends on who you ask. You know, somebody should maybe try to reconcile these lists, because, you know, you go, for example, countries-of-the-world.com, and that's 197, and, you know, there's this issue of sovereignty. So the, you know, just as an anecdotal aside for anyone interested, the independent country is not only self-governed nation with its own authorities. It says, this status needs the international diplomatic recognition of sovereignty. So someone else needs to tell you, which is ridiculous. Thereby, we can say that the total number of independent states in the world are 197, including fully recognized 193 members of the United Nations. And that's kind of what I was getting at, unfortunately. Two countries, Vatican City and Palestine, have the status of permanent observers in the UN. So,
well, you know, the globes and the maps are also that they teach us about are so misleading. I remember, you know, looking at that, and the Philippines looked so tiny. And then I remember looking into it one time, and they're going, like, in the Philippines, I think there's something like over 1,000 islands, some incredible number. I'm going, dang, I couldn't tell that from that tiny little map. You know? So there's so many places, because they show us these little globes and little maps, and there are so many places that are too tiny to put on them little globes and maps that, you know, you have no idea. Where are these places, and what kind of secret, you know, stuff is probably going on there? And another thing, did you see, remember a while back when they had, like, Trump and Saudi Arabia and I forget who else with their hands on that glowing orb thing? Recently they came out again with the president of France and Netanyahu with their hands on this glowing orb thing. I want an explanation. Right. What's going on with that glowing orb thing that these people keep taking pictures of themselves touching? They'll show them, but they won't give any explanation from what I've seen. Do you know anything about that?
Well, you know, it's like everything else. Which answer do you want? The exoteric answer or the esoteric answer? And you know, there are some videos. One video that comes to mind, speaking of the original incident, Trump over in Saudi Arabia and the Global Center for Combating Extremist Ideology, which is an interesting, you know, the Center to Combat Extremist Ideology was the inauguration of that over in Saudi Arabia, which is, you know, I mean, that the irony of that cannot be overstated. The Center to Combat Extremist Ideology is created in a place that has the – it is the hotbed. It is the wellspring of the most extremist ideology that is being proliferated around the globe. That – you know, the wolf running the hen house, not the fox. I guess the fox maybe and the wolf running the hen house. But one video – that comes to mind is one that was titled One Orb to Rule Them All. An interesting short little
I'll look that up.
Video to just as a it's like a minute long, but just as the as a primer, but you know, there's some references in it, a jumping off point, the gathering, the chaos orb, mesmeric orb, or the Zurin Org. And, you know, speaking of Mesmer, Anton Mesmer was an Illuminist, right? The mesmerizing of people. So it's very esoteric. It's very control-oriented. And, I mean, who could argue that it has any practical application? But you know, the Center to Combat Extremist Ideology was where that inauguration was, where the globe was, or that orb, the glowing orb was first depicted, them putting their hands on it. So
I just find that so weird.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, I don't know. I'm gonna have to do a little looking into that, because that just strikes me as strange. But, so, yeah, I wanted to be sure you knew about that, Bernie telling the truth, you know, about the, because I want all this war stuff to stop. I'm just sick of it.
Me too. And, you know, but the thing with Bernie is, and Jimmy Dore, I mean, I appreciate Jimmy Dore. You know, I've played clips of Jimmy Dore. The problem that I have is the, you know, distinction between liberal and progressive, which is a sort of false dichotomy in many respects. And beyond that, you know, the good things that Bernie says and Jimmy Dore, you know, are sort of overshadowed by the Marxist socialist tones. And what someone, you know, I need to see if we can get Ralph Epperson on one of these days. What someone like, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but you know, I mentioned chapter 18 of The Unseen Hand yesterday, and people are asking all the time, hey, is Ralph still around? Yeah, we need to have him on the broadcast. Chapter 18, nonviolent organizations. So he mentions Karl Marx, the misnamed father of communism, formulated two methods of achieving the communist state. He wrote about the violent method and the nonviolent method. And so typically when we think of Marxism, I think violence comes to mind, but there is the nonviolent method, and there are degrees from hard power to soft power, and smart power is somewhere in between. And most of what we see today is a very specifically dialed version of smart power, which Hillary Clinton says she loves. But the point is, it's nonviolent methods and power that these guys are, I guess, espousing or affiliated with. And Bernie Sanders in particular is one of the planners. And again, back to Hayek's Road to Serfdom.
That's why progressives have a problem with him. They were excited to hear him finally say this stuff, because they absolutely are against a lot of the stuff on foreign policy. So the thing is, like I say, no, you're not going to agree with them on everything. But like I say,
well, the issue though is this:
establishment Democrats say,
This is the issue though. When it comes to someone like Bernie Sanders, who you know is admittedly an avowed socialist, the problem comes to execution. Planning is one thing, and that's great, and he has lots of great ideas, but who is going to step up and execute those ideas? And you go through a progression where you get to what Hayek pointed out in chapter 10 of The Road to Serfdom, which is that the worst get on top. Why? Because they're always willing to step up and say, Bernie, you have great plans. Let's execute some of those. And then they plan, but they're not willing to execute. The next guy shows up and says, well, I'll push the envelope a little bit further and further and further. And pretty soon you wind up with the worst on top.
Yeah, but we're already in a terrible place. You know,
absolutely, but more planning. More planning is not the answer.
I don't see how the problem is. The biggest problem is corruption. Our government, our courts are massively corrupt. You can't trust them for anything. You know, the prosecution is selective. If you're poor or you don't have connections or political power, you know, just like the way, and I confronted a cop with this one time, and he, like I said, the way they pile all kind of charges on him, and then they can't afford the lawyers to go up against it, so therefore most cases don't go to trial. These people are forced to make plea deals because they can't afford the lawyers to fight this massive amount of charges, and they're threatened with, okay, you're going to get life, but if you take
and
this,
speaking
we'll give you
of
10
that,
years. That is so morally reprehensible.
And speaking of that, again.
One cop that admitted it, and he said, that's why I've already made my arrangements. I'm getting out.
Well, you know, speaking of that, gosh, so many things. So, I mean, we play the Alfalfa Bill Murray clip all the time where he says, you know, a judicial despotism is every bit as bad as on the liberties of the people as a military despotism. And so maybe we should play that clip again. But, you know,
that sounds like something I'd like to hear.
Lysander Spooner, speaking of him on the Highwaymen and the way that the Highwaymen, you know, picks your pocket and takes full responsibility for his actions, basically, but government is an entirely different animal. The difference between government and the Highwaymen, Spooner said, the government does not indeed waylay a man in a lonely place, spring upon him from the roadside and hold a pistol to his head, proceed to rifle his pockets, but the robbery is nonetheless a robbery on that account, and it is far more dastardly and shameful. That's sort of a companion to the Madison quote that I mentioned earlier, but
hypocrites are pretending to be the good guys representing justice, and they're the opposite. At least the criminal's honest about being a criminal.
But again, it's the, you know, it's that planning and it's that overreach, which is inescapable. It's not just the corruption. The, you know, you almost could argue, I think, in the same sense that Lord Acton said power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Planning corrupts and absolute planning corrupts absolutely, because someone has to execute these plans, and you can't, you know, you get to a point where planning is a fallacy of generalization. It's a fallacy of oversimplification. In other words, you can't plan the lives of everyone in uniform fashion, legitimately or organically, if that makes sense, unless everyone's being engineered in Bernaysian fashion, you know, in Norbert Wiener cybernetic totalist fashion. And if we're creating clones of people, well, then I guess maybe we can do that. But, you know, that's why Ronald Reagan's words from his Time for Choosing speech always stick in my head. Whether we believe in our capacity for self-government, he said. You know, that's the issue. He said, the issue is whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves. We're led to believe, you know, Woodrow Wilson was writing in academia before he was tapped for the presidency about this. He wrote in, in his 14 points. No, it wasn't his 14 points, but he wrote that in the Morgan, what J.P. Morgan was writing. This is another thing that Ralph Epperson included in The Unseen Hand. The fact that Woodrow Wilson mentioned that if J.P. Morgan and a few other smart bankers, you know, handful of other bankers, were put in charge of the finances of the country, things would be straightened out in no time. It'd be great. And that's basically throwing the people to the wolves. So, you know, all of this planning, get out of the lives of people, let them think, let them plan for themselves, I think is, you know, that's the only way that people can manage their own lives. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news?
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. It's Tuesday, June 12th, 2018. I found it. Chapter 16 of The Unseen Hand, the Federal Reserve. And speaking of Morgan and, you know, how this stuff has been going for a long, long time, historian from page 169, historian Frederick Lewis Allen, and there's much more, you know, that goes into chapter 16 back a few pages, but historian Frederick Lewis Allen, writing in Life magazine, became aware of the plot. What plot, indeed? He wrote, certain chroniclers have arrived at the ingenious conclusion that the Morgan interests took advantage of the unsettling conditions during the autumn of 1907 to precipitate the panic, guiding it shrewdly as it progressed, so it would kill off rival banks and consolidate the preeminence of the banks within the Morgan orbit. Now remember, J.P. Morgan was financing the PR campaign to break the money trust, but he just wanted to break the smaller trusts so that they could, you know, gobble them up. But here's the point that I was speaking of. Woodrow Wilson, who was president of Princeton University in 1907, spoke to the American people, attempting to remove whatever blame might be placed upon the Morgan shoulders. He said, quote, all this trouble could be averted if we appointed a committee of six or seven public-spirited men like J.P. Morgan to handle the affairs of our country, end quote. That's Woodrow Wilson. And, you know, so what do you do? You know, this is a plot, and folks have been conspiring for generations. Edward Mandel House was a generational old school bad guy. His dad was an old school bad guy from the days of the Civil War. And so we're in an awful mess. The only way out, as far as I can see, is that the American people get knowledged up, and this changes our thoughts, behaviors, and as important as anything, our actions. The things we do, things we don't do, the choices we make, the products and services we choose to support, and of course, you know, the men of our choice, as they put it, the elected officials. But like Lysander Spooner said, again paraphrasing, how can you call it freedom when men are just choosing between slave masters every 2, 4, 6 years or so. Anyway, that'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.